You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
Welcome to the show. We're missing one member today. Sad that Lindsay couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Miss you.
Just a lot of work.
Yeah, it's, you know, usually there's some sort of midterm season, at least to some extent, but both Lindsay and I are taking an extra class, so our midterm season doesn't end. So she's in the rough of it, in the rough of it. So good luck to her. But we will be playing some music, you know, getting some chill vibes going on. So I don't have a song to start, but I'm gonna grab one very quickly.
All right.
So I'm gonna need you to riff for a minute. Give me a prompt. Give me a prompt. All right. So I just heard you opening your water bottle. You like water, Luke?
I do.
Are you a huge water hydration? 1 to 10.
10.
Definite 10. Okay. Yeah, I can vibe with that. No, I do. I do occasionally like dabble in water. Like, I'm a fan. Do you have a favorite brand?
Poland Spring.
You're a Poland Spring guy? Okay, yeah. See, I grew up with Deer Park, if you know what that is.
Nope.
Okay, so it's basically just like Poland Spring, because we are talking about water. But
yeah,
that those labels with the deer on it and the park?
I haven't seen it.
So good. I mean, but Poland Spring is good too. I like the choice. Very similar styles, focusing on the environment, on the source of the water. It's a nice choice.
As long as I didn't say like Nestle.
Yeah, no. None of those.
Dasani.
Yeah, no. We get that stuff out of here.
No, thank you.
No, that's a pass from us.
Yeah.
100%, I can guarantee. All right, so I'm going to play a James Blake song. I always pronounce this wrong. Okay, to me, it looks like Retrograde. But
That's it.
That's how it's... Okay, then never mind. All the people have pronounced it differently from me. Then you're wrong. I don't remember. Someone who was like, "Ah, no, it's pronounced this way," and I was like, "Okay," because I was like, "I'm not a huge James Blake guy. I just listen to some of his music." So I was like, "Oh, I guess I'm wrong." But never mind. Retrograde by James Blake.
Show me where you fail. I'll wait.
That was Retrograde by James Blake. Very good song. Wait, Luke, can you talk?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can definitely hear you now, and it's definitely much louder than it was
that
before.
That was so loud.
Okay, wait, talk again.
Hi.
Okay, so apparently either Luke's mic was super low or it wasn't working. It wasn't coming through right. So, you know, that bit about water made a lot more sense with the responses.
Yeah.
Or maybe it didn't. Maybe it worked, but probably not. So, our bad.
Yeah.
But we do play music on the show, from what I've heard. See, someone else listened to it, and I was like, they were like, oh, you guys play music, right? And I was like, I guess we do.
I don't know if we've done that before.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, are you sure you're listening to my show? Like, it's 5 o'clock on Thursdays, sometimes 5:15 when we're super late. Like, I don't...
Yeah. We are late a lot.
I mean, you know.
Too much.
It's a trend. It's definitely my fault. It's usually my fault because I'm late to most things.
Yeah.
That's a thing that's developed over time. Not quite sure why, but it always ends up working out.
Yeah.
You know, I try my best. We do need some songs though, because apparently our viewers want music, so I guess we're going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
Got to do it for the fans. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right.
I got...
Hit me with a song.
Greens.
Okay.
By Chopin. On Spotify.
Greens by Chopin. Is that featuring Quickly, Quickly?
Yeah.
All right. Here is Greens by Chopin featuring Quickly. Thank you. That was Greens by Chopin featuring Quickly Quickly. That sounds good. I think you've probably played it before, but
probably sometime.
I don't remember hearing it. It was a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah. It's really relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely could use that. Been a stressful few weeks here at Lafayette College.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully not a trend, but
actually next week should be a lot better for a lot of us because I have my two midterms. When I just took, I don't know how that one went, and the one that I'm taking tomorrow should be, I finished all my major exams, and then also Lindsay it has like a ton this week, so she will definitely not have one next week. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of work, but it'll be less stressful. So
I have one next week, but it shouldn't be that bad.
Gotcha. I feel that. And then the week after, I got an econ midterm, but we got that 1 week of break, so I'll take it.
Yep.
I'm gonna play a song called One of One, called Duendita is the artist. Duendita is the artist of a song called One of One. It's used in, I believe it's used, it's either used in Boyhood or there's something to do with Boyhood, but I remember a while ago I made like a beat out of it. I don't really remember. I hope I can find that because it's like really bad. Like it's really bad because I was just using it to experiment.
Can we play it on the show?
I don't think we're allowed to because we're not allowed to play our own music. No, that's like an actual thing.
Oh, really?
But
what if I play it?
I think you just like can't play music in general. I mean, I guess if we're not making money off of it, I don't know if it matters, but I have to recheck the rules first before mm-hmm. we did anything. But if I ever do find that, I don't think we can play it because there's probably other issues with it that violate FCC rules. True. But just because I'm pretty sure I put a rap, like some rap like samples in it. Yeah. Like I think I put a Biggie sample in there. Not the most radio friendly kind of guy.
Yeah.
But excellent artist. Not the most radio friendly. But anyways, we're gonna be playing One of One by Duendita.
Lonely, but not when you hold me. Your beauty weighs on me. This feeling's too good. Lovely, can't believe you love me. Your warm chest beats under me. This feeling's too good. Would never lie to me. I can taste your love approaching me. This feeling's too good. Lovely, I can't believe you love me. On a warm spring night, you stun me. This feeling's too good.
That was One of One by Duendita. Definitely an emotional song, but
yeah,
very powerful.
A lot packed into the short amount of time.
Yeah, it's a 2-minute and 19-second song. But you know, meaning That's eternal. You feel?
I feel.
You feel?
I feel.
All right. What should we do next? Are we thinking of some music? Are we thinking of some potential public service announcements? I'm getting an enthusiastic nod from my boy Luke over here. Just cannot wait.
It's definitely what I was doing.
That's definitely what you were doing. So, however, I do have to pull them off of this computer. Which will take a second to boot up. So, in the meantime, hit me with a song, Luke.
Joby.
Okay.
By Aimless.
I'm listening.
I like the name.
Joby.
No. Joby.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I thought it was just Joby.
No.
Okay. I was like, all right, that's funny. Here is Joby by Aimless. Featuring G Mills. That sounds like, is it General Mills? Is that what the joke is?
I don't know.
Is it the cereal company? Yeah, I hope it is too. All right. Joby by Aimless featuring G Mills and or General Mills, you decide. That was Joby by Aimless featuring G Mills. So yeah, I think we're going to transition over to some public service announcements. I think that's where the day is taking us.
Fun.
We're just going with the wind on that one. We're just flying through it. We're rolling with it. All right. I'm going to need to pull out some excellent PSAs. Let's look at the live announcer copies. Dude, imagine if we just like played the recorded ones with a live announcer show.
Yeah.
What if we like narrated over them?
Like had like, a commentary? Like
yeah, like DVDs, when you with this, it's like, oh yeah, let's watch the commentary version. Then you realize like they're just going to talk over all the dialogue. Yeah. So it's like, unless you've seen the movie like 20 times, it's going to be kind of painful to watch. Yeah. Which is why we're not talking over the recorded PSAs. We're doing it ourselves live.
We can talk.
Yeah, I can talk. That's
just letting everyone know I can read. I can do that.
He can read. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a man who can read here.
I mean, what can I say?
I didn't know I was friends with a legend. All right, we're gonna hit you with what's one we haven't? I know we've done like all of them, but. We've done like most of them, all the ones that like we thought were fairly like either funny or well written or actually important to talk about. But we will do, what haven't we done? We did this one. It's because we do like three a show, because there's three of us. That's why it goes so quick.
You should probably just do one a show.
That would make I think we're supposed to do several, but I don't really know. honestly, I just do the thing that people tell me. But they do the PSAs matter. They have information that's important, but the requirement is confusing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read one on financial literacy, and then you can decide the next one.
All right.
This one looks newer? Maybe I haven't read this one. Oh, cool. This is actually a different one. All right, so this one's about financial literacy. It's titled Financial Future. Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future, and good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. So don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message is brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council. Thank you for listening. All right, so I'm gonna need you to pick another PSA. That's all I'm saying. I forgot how to read. I need a legend like you to pick me up.
Oh.
So I'm gonna need you to pick one of these out.
You can't pick for me?
No, sorry, dude. Oh, you can't see from over there. All right, so I just remembered how to read. Oh, wait, no, I forgot again. No, you got it. He can sort of see from where he's now. He's leaned over the little table we got here. All right, I'm gonna need you to pick one. I'm gonna need you to pull one out.
Discovering Nature.
All right, this is like the eighth time you've probably read this. But we're going to do it again, ladies and gentlemen.
Worth.
You know I got to bring... All right. We're doing Urban Fortress. I almost said Fortress. You want to do Urban Forest or the other one? I don't know what the other one is.
The other one.
All right, it is opening. Wow, this one's actually... This seems fun.
I'm gonna tilt this so you can see. Oh, okay. I was going to go to your mic.
Nah, I got you. Go right ahead.
All right. This is titled Memories. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature?
I do.
Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies?
I still do that.
Help ensure your child gets those same experiences.
I have a child.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find the forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping.
I like all those things.
Visit discovertheforest.org.
That's cool. I'm a fan of that. I'm a huge nature guy.
Glad I read that.
Big nature guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you for listening to our PSAs. We will be transitioning back over to music. It is my turn. I didn't mean. I feel like I that came off like I was like I'm playing music, which is it was really just like I guess I have to pick a song now.
Yeah. So I was just kidding.
I'm gonna be playing the clean version of Test Drive. That will be off of Joji's Ballads, his new album, Ballads 1, coming out at midnight tonight, probably. So, he's released about 4 of the songs. So, this is one of them, Test Drive by Joji.
She don't wanna tell lies. sacrificial life, waiting on the ones who didn't fight. I told you not to waste my time. I told you never sing the song you lied. You go jump through hoops, now how many lines you're through. No matter where you lose, everything I've done for you. She don't wanna tell lies. She don't wanna tell lies. She just wanna feel alive. She just wanted more time. I'm looking for a long ride. She just wanna test drive. Dying on the west side. I'll see you in the next life.
That was Test Drive by Joji off of his, I guess technically it's counted as a single right now, but will be off of his album Ballads 1. I will say the radio edit was really weird.
That was
weird. That was just like, it was not clean at all. It was just like, there's no music here.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, no, it muted, fine. Yeah, but it's cool. It's still a good song.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right. What time is it? All right, it's 5:45. We got time for some more music.
Yeah, we do.
All right. What are we thinking of playing, Luke? Do you have something? Do you not have something? We could always do another bit about water.
Nah.
Yeah, no, definitely
don't want to do that.
Neither do I. That burned out so quick.
I'm going to play...
Surely the lamp in our room looks kind of like the Pixar lamp.
It does.
It looks a lot like the... You know, like the Pixar lamp that like jumps on the letter...
Yeah, I know.
How would I and Pixar and yep. like the little intro
and thing lights up
to the movie? It's like, you know, that one short where they like play with the little ball with the star on it, like the
yeah,
like the parent lamp and the little lamp.
That one short where it's like the birds on the,
and they like make a ton of line. Noise and they keep bouncing the or whatever. And there's a big one that just like makes them all get shot up. Pixar shorts are really good.
Yeah.
I like the one where the guy plays chess against himself.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites for sure. And then the snowman one. He gets like stuck in. He's like stuck in a snow globe.
Snow globe.
And he like
yeah.
sees the other globe that has like that girl in it, and it's just like, all right, where is this going, Pixar?
Yeah, geez.
But it was animation's very good.
Yeah,
story arcs are pretty interesting. But you do have a song. I just got really distracted.
No, yeah, same. Pixar.
Yeah, dude.
It's good.
Huge fan.
I'm going to play Eventually by Tame Impala.
Ooh, okay. I see you. This is, I think...
See you.
I fluctuate as to which Tame Impala songs are my favorite. This is my favorite Tame Impala song for a long time. I don't know if it is right now, but it's an excellent song.
I was thinking of playing Let It Happen, but it's like that so song is long.
Super long and also a lot.
Yeah.
But here is, not that this song isn't a lot, but
this is
here,
a lot.
Here is Eventually by Tame Impala.
Said I know that I'll be happier.
That was Eventually by Tame Impala. It's a good song. Yeah. You just went in there, Luke.
Yeah.
We went in on that. those are some good moves.
Thanks, man.
I enjoyed that. So looks like we have time for about one, maybe two.
Two songs.
Maybe two.
Two songs.
Songs. So I'm going to take a second to decide mine, not too long so that we won't run out of the ability to play more songs, but enough because I need to check the lyrics of a song.
I got you.
I would like to play it, but again, I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm doing this, what's another thing we can talk about? All right. Favorite color, but color to wear.
Oh god.
Yeah, dude,
I don't know, I'm pretty partial to black.
Black. All right, I got you. All the colors, I understand.
I mean,
goes with the safe answer, doesn't offend anyone.
I'm sorry, I don't know, I like muted colors.
Yeah me too. I like faded colors. I'm a huge fan of like pastels. Pastel guy. I like a nice pastel pink. I don't know what that was. I like a nice pastel pink.
The mic didn't like that answer.
No, the mic was not a fan. They were like, all right, get that pastel stuff out of here. And I was like, all right, cool.
Muted pastels.
Just trying to those live. Those
are the best. Yeah. I can't really pick a color.
Muted, yeah, that's fair.
It's maybe difficult. Maybe green. It's difficult. Probably green. I mean,
ooh.
It goes with my eyes, man.
That is very true. That is very true. This man got some beautiful green eyes.
All right. You stop.
All right. So I'm going to be playing a song. I'm going to be playing. I actually didn't even check the lyrics. I've just been talking.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I'm
doing. What are we even doing here?
I don't even know why I'm here, honestly. I should go home. But I'm going to play, given that I can, while I'm looking through the lyrics. Yeah, I think I can. So I'm going to be playing. It sounded like the little train that could, whatever that book's called, if I remember correctly. So we're going to chugga 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 into the next song. Here is
Segways, people.
Tiny Vessels.
Take notes.
By Death Cab for Cutie.
This is the moment that you know that you told her that you loved her, but you don't. You touch her skin. She don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing to me. I spent 2 weeks in Silver Lake, the California sun cascading.
That was Tiny Vessels by Death Cab for Cutie. So we are going to play one more song.
Should we sign up now?
Well, because I'm playing it from my laptop, It doesn't really matter because I'll have to.
Right.
So we'll just sign off afterwards. But okay. This will be our last song. Yeah. So what are we about to play, Luke? Give me a bit of a rundown while I put it in.
We're gonna play "The Name of Life" by Joe Hisaishi.
All right, unpack that a little bit. What is this? Who is it? Where is it from?
It's from a movie.
Which movie?
Spirited Away.
Is it a good movie?
It's a really good movie.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it like 4 times. It's so
me
good.
Me too.
So good. Let me just make sure I put this in right. All right, so.
Also, Joe Hisaishi is just really good.
Yeah. It's an absolute banger. It's mostly instrumental piano, but
still
super good.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably my favorite song of his. Mm. Or one of them. I can't really pick.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't either. All right. Here you go. Thank you. All right. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We have been Undecided minus Lindsay. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
Hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday.
And a great weekend.
Yeah, and a great weekend.
Yeah.
And a great life.
That too.
All right, we're going to sign off. Good night.